Medicaid law gives states some flexibility in how they administer their programs. Often they conduct demonstrations paid for by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, designed to cut costs and improve care for Medicaid patients. Problem is, CMS can't be sure that these demonstration programs actually demonstrate what they're supposed to. Joining me with more, Catherine Iritani, Director of Healthcare Issues at the Government Accountability Office. Ms. Iritani, good to have you back.
Oh, thanks for inviting me.
First of all, how much does CMS, do you think, spend on these demonstration programs? And we're talking Medicaid only, not Medicare, correct?
Correct. The states administer the Medicaid program, and the federal government matches 50% or more of what the states spend. And the federal share of these demonstrations is over $100 billion. So it's a significant amount of money. It's about a third of the $300 billion that the federal government spends on Medicaid.
Yeah, so it's a substantial portion of it. And what does a demonstration, a typical one, what might it look like?
Well, I don't know there's a typical demonstration. The Social Security Act allows the secretary to waive traditional Medicaid requirements for these demonstrations in order for states to test new ideas and pilot new ways to deliver Medicaid services. So states submit proposals for what they want to try to test. And required as part of this effort is a evaluation that of what the states are demonstrating.
I guess there must be standards, though, the minimum standards that the tests or the demonstrations have to have. In other words, if you wanted to serve only cornflakes to people in nursing homes, you could save a lot of money, but probably the government would not permit that as part of a demonstration. So it sounds like there's an innovative component to what they're, in theory at least, to what the states are trying.
That's correct. And the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services has to approve each state's proposal. And about 37 states have some or all of their Medicaid program operated under a demonstration.
And you point out a couple of them, Arizona, Arkansas, and Massachusetts. And maybe you could briefly explain what those states are doing and what it is they told CMS or HHS that they want to do there.
Yes. Well, these demonstrations in each of these states are affecting a significant part of their Medicaid programs. Some of what Arizona was testing was the provision of long-term services and supports under a managed care delivery model where contractors, managed care plans are paid a capitated amount to provide services like institutional care, like nursing home care or personal care services. And the state was required to test, the delivery of those types of services, which traditionally have been paid in other ways, on access and quality of care to beneficiaries.
And when states do submit these plans, then there is a cost savings component as well as an improvement in care component required by CMS?
There could be, yes. I think a very important goal of the demonstrations is often to show efficiencies and that states can deliver services in a way that's cost efficient and budget neutral to the federal government, but improve care and access for beneficiaries.
We're speaking with Catherine Iritani, Director of Healthcare Issues at the Government Accountability Office. And what you found, though, is that CMS doesn't quite have what it needs in place to be able to measure the demonstrations and whether they deliver what the demonstrators promised.
Exactly. We found some significant limitations in both the evaluations that the states do of their demonstrations, as well as the evaluations that the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services does at the federal level of state demonstrations. So we've made several recommendations to the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services to improve its policies and procedures related to these evaluations.
And before we get to those, are evaluations and metrics part of the required proposals in the first place?
They are. As part of their proposals, the states need to lay out their evaluations and their evaluation plans. And the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services has been taking some steps recently to try to improve their policies and procedures, but we still have recommendations for what more they could do.
And what are some of those chief recommendations?
Well, for example, CMS has not always required evaluation reports at the until the expiration of a demonstration. And sometimes demonstrations have been extended many, many years. And so, therefore, there wouldn't be a final evaluation and for years, maybe even decades after a demonstration has started. So we've recommended that CMS establish written procedures for when evaluation reports are required. We've also recommended that CMS establish a policy for publicly releasing the findings from the federal evaluations that they do. CMS has required certain kinds of reports and gotten them, evaluation reports that they have not made public, and CMS doesn't have a policy for when they publicly release the results of these evaluations. So we have recommended that they develop such a policy.
These would be available to the public, in other words?
Yes, and to policymakers and others that may want to, understand the effects of these demonstrations, which could significantly change the way that care is delivered to Medicaid beneficiaries.
Because at the end of all of this, there are actual elderly and indigent people that are receiving care, and they're the ones that are kind of the guinea pigs in the whole process.
That's correct. The Medicaid program is really intended for low-income and vulnerable people, people with disabilities. So it's important that we understand that these demonstrations are working as intended and not hindering access and quality of care to beneficiaries.
And they're also important to the states themselves because in the larger context here, Medicaid costs are an enormous burden for states and one that they don't see any end of growth for.
That's correct. States pay a significant portion of the Medicaid program. So they also have a stake in making sure that these demonstrations are really truly having their intended effect.
And CMS people pretty much agree with what you suggested?
That's correct. CMS did concur with our recommendations.
Catherine Iratani is Director of Healthcare Issues at the Government Accountability Office. Thanks so much.
You're welcome, Tom. Thanks for inviting me.
Find a link to her report and to this interview at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive. Subscribe to all of our interviews at iTunes or Podcast One.